I know it makes me sound old, but I remember vividly the pre-CMS era. Overworked web designers whose job was reduced to fixing typos and marketing people frustrated by the bottleneck that was their web team. The arrival of a content management system felt like heaven descending from on high. Finally, web designers could go back to their job of designing and building websites, while marketeers and other content creators could manage their own content without having to wait for the web team. Of course, nothing in life is that straightforward. Content management systems were not the best designed things in those early days, and the learning curve was steep. However, things have improved over time, and training has got better. Now, anybody with basic computing skills is more than capable of putting content online. The web is no longer the domain of those that understand acronyms like HTML and FTP. Content creation has been democratized and everybody was invited. This all sounds great in principle, doesn't it? But some argue that it's created problems. Unfortunately, providing open access to edit a website is not without its risks, especially within an institution that has certain standards that they want to maintain. It also has an impact on usability and accessibility of your site. For a start, many content creators are using WYSIWYG editors built into most content management systems as a way to alter the design of a site. They are setting typography, imagery, and colour that no self-respecting web professional would ever sanction. Some argue this undermines the brand of an organisation, but it also damages the user experience and undermines accessibility. There's also a feeling in certain quarters that many content creators are not equipped to write quality content for the web. People read in a particular way online, and there are considerations that you need to take into account. Many are not experienced in writing in this way, even if they're good offline writers. Finally, there's an issue of consistency. With multiple content creators across the organisation all updating the site, the chances of inconsistency in style and information is high. A website quickly ends up with this fragmented voice that further undermines brand and usability. So there's normally one of two responses to these challenges. Either an organisation invests more in training in the hopes of teaching people best practice, or they implement ever stricter policies. It is rare for either approach to succeed. Training can work when people are using content management systems on a near daily basis, but most content providers are not. By the time they've come to the next time they want to edit the site, they've forgotten most of what they've been taught. Stricter control suffers from a similar problem. Organisations lay down guidelines that people either forget about or just fail to follow. Some success has been seen by removing WYSIWYG editors and adding workflows and permissions. However, it could be argued that these are merely papering over an underlying problem. Perhaps there's a better way. Some are suggesting that the role of the content management system is not to democratise content production, but rather to speed the creation and editorial process. If that's the case, then content management systems could be seen as something that's only used by dedicated web professionals. This does indeed address many of the problems. These people would be working under central editorial control, and so their output can be monitored for consistency. Also, because they're working on the website daily, they become experienced in writing for the web in the particular tone of voice that is consistent with the organization's brand. Of course, you could argue that we're just creating the same bottleneck that we had first time around in the pre-CMS days. However, that's not actually the case because CMSs allow us to work much faster than we used to in the old hand coding days. In addition, dedicated staff who are veteran CMS users experienced in writing for the web are likely to be considerably faster than somebody who updates a page every few months. Not that everybody agrees that this is the route content management should take. Some like the idea of being able to update content and anybody being able to do that. Others claim that having a professional team is impractical. With this in mind, I'd like to discuss this on the podcast, and so it's our debate topic in the coming weeks. So the topic is going to be, this house proposes that content management systems should only be used by web professionals. But do you agree? Is this even practical? How do we define web professionals in the first place? Let me know in the comments below.